just one of the many, many beautiful nights of 2007. One of my favorite times of 2007 was, well, it's my birthday. Because it's my day. And even though every day is my birthday, when I have friends like you guys. This is a true story, by the way. Thanks for the music. It's beautiful.
The friends part, at least, yeah.
Yes. I figured at some point, though, the night we should each tell a very remarkable story from 2007.
Yeah.
Maybe to promote a little conversation for you and yours on your way home tonight. I was driving to the beach, as one does, and I saw a little kid on a bicycle. He had a big old present in a bag with a big old balloon on it. And he's got one hand on his bicycle, and he's just pedaling. He was going to somebody's party or something. It's a good way to start my day to see this guy, a little guy on his bicycle and a big old balloon. He's like, yeah. I can't wait for them to open this up because I'm going to play with it too. So I was just admiring his balloon, and I thought, it's my birthday, why don't I have a balloon? We're all going to the beach. I had a car full of friends. We're all going to go boogie boarding and surfing and all kinds of carrying on, juggling on the beach. And I said, man, if I had me a balloon today, I would tie it around my waist so that while I'm paddling out and I'm surfing, all my friends could recognize who I was. They can say, there's the birthday boy right there. He's the guy with the balloon around his waist.
True story, true story.
And I said to myself, also, it probably helped me stand up on the surfboard as well to have this balloon sort of like giving me a little lift.
True story, true story.
So we all thought that was pretty funny, talking about this balloon like that. So we get to the beach and we all suit up looking like Tron. Actually, no, it was summertime. We didn't even need to suit up.
I suited up.
Yeah, he suits up because he's afraid of the water.
Cold. I'm afraid of the cold. I'm not afraid of the water.
But it was June and it was fine.
The cold that's inside of the water.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's my birthday.
True story.
Has nothing to do with it. This is also going to be the very last day that I was going to get to see the sea for the summertime.
He saw it once before.
So there I sit, bobbling around on it, the surfboard that is. And all my friends have gone into the beach, and I can see them. And I'm looking out at the sea and all around me. And what doth come floating by? But something purple and something that do shine. So I paddle out to it. And I say, what is this? Behold this thing that I hold now on this here string. But a happy birthday balloon from the sea to you. I said, this is too good to be true.
True story.
So I thank the sea and the gods and the earth. And I say, here's one for my friends. And no rhyme for that one, no rhyme.
True story.
So I do tie the string around my waist, and I let a couple of big waves go by, because I'm not that ballsy. Then I catch one that's my size, and I'm soaring in, and none of my friends can see that there's a balloon hanging from my ass. So I start screaming and waving my arms, hey, check me out, there's a balloon over there, a balloon. And then they see it, and they realize the true miracle that this really is.
Hey! There's a balloon hanging out of Jason's ass.
Those things really do get stuck in animals' beaks, don't they?
In your ass.
And then I carried that balloon up to the sand, and all my friends gave me big hugs. They said, that's your gift from the sea. I said, that is right. From the earth to me. Or rather, whoever littered it did a damn good job of getting it to me. Some child is crying a couple of days earlier. But that was a pretty remarkable day, and I walked away for the rest of the summer knowing that I had had that moment. And I hung that balloon in my garage. And every day I see it. Well, some days I just forget to see it, because whenever you put something in a spot, you just kind of forget to look at it after a while. Till it's gone.
It's just like peanut butter.
That's right.
Peanut butter seems to always just be gone.
Especially every time I come home. I just want a little snack. I say, some bread and some peanut butter would be good right now. Maybe I'll just put this jar on the bread.
And it's in times like that I feel guilty. But not that guilty. I love peanut butter.
It is a very special day. Hey. A couple days before 2008. Second to last day of the year. Don't know what I'm gonna say, but I'm gonna keep saying it till the clock ticks later. Almost the end of the year. So when the clock strikes 1, 2, here's what I'm gonna say to you. After I count it down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3 and a half. Anyway, when it gets to 12, I'm gonna be glad that all of you are right here. Cause on December 30th, we say, happy same year. Happy same year, everybody.
Happy same year. Yes.
Oh, that kind of song.